A logo shows a castle against a blue background. Walt Disney Pictures. A sketch depicts an open, elaborate gate leading to a community filled with beautiful homes. Another illustration shows a lovely spaniel sharing a smile with a scruffy, handsome terrier. A title appears, Lady and the Tramp. More illustrations appear. One shows a Scottish terrier in a sweater sitting in a yard between potted plants and a wheelbarrow, looking at a hole filled with bones. A park scene shows the spaniel lying next to a baby carriage. A gazebo sits in the background. Inside a kennel, a group of chained dogs huddle close together. The handsome terrier carries a bone as he walks along on some train tracks. A steam locomotive sits in the background. In a front yard, the spaniel chases a flock of birds. On a porch, a bloodhound sniffs at a caterpillar. Inside a home, the spaniel sits at the foot of a staircase next to some luggage. Her gaze is directed up the stairs. The spaniel and terrier sit close together in silhouette on a ridge, gazing at a full moon. The terrier leaves tracks behind as he wanders down a residential street. The image fades to black. A quote appears over an image of a snowy town. In the whole history of the world, there is but one thing that money cannot buy, to wit, the wag of a dog's tail. Josh Billings. More words appear as snow falls on the pretty cartoon town. So it is to all dogs, be they ladies or tramps, that this picture is respectfully dedicated.
Silent as the snowflake in the night.
At night, a closer view of the town shows lights glowing in house windows. An outdoor Christmas tree stands next to a church. Now, a horse pulls a sleigh past the church. The horse and sleigh continue on over a bridge. On a street corner, a group of carolers stand outside a house. They are silhouetted by a cheery glow coming from the home's windows. More large houses line the sides of a snowy lane. A two-story home sits at the end of it. A closer view of the Victorian home shows a fence-lined front yard with a front walk leading to a wreath-adorned door. A window frames a Christmas tree.
Peace, my children, peace, be still.
Inside, presents lie under the tree. A pair of hands picks up a hat box.
It's for you, darling. Merry Christmas.
Oh, Jim, dear. It's the one I was admiring, isn't it? Trimmed with ribbons?
Well, it has a ribbon.
A puppy peeks out of the box.
Oh, how sweet.
You like her, darling?
Oh, I love her.
Wearing a red ribbon, the pretty little spaniel wags her tail.
What a perfectly beautiful little lady.
Later, Jim Deere carries a basket into a kitchen. The pup playfully scampers after him. She dodges the swinging door, then manages to run through.
Come on, lady. Over here.
He picks her up.
That's a girl.
He places her in the basket.
There now, a nice little bed for you.
But, Jim Deere, are you sure she'll be warm enough?
Why, of course, darling. She'll be snug as a bug in a... Uh-oh. Almost forgot something.
He lays a sheet of newspaper next to the bed.
Good night, lady. Now, don't worry, darling. She'll go right to sleep.
Lady follows them out the kitchen door.
No, lady.
He brings her back to her bed.
This is where you belong, right here.
He gently makes her sit. A little later, Lady jumps out of her basket and goes to the closed door. She paws at it, but it doesn't budge. She sits down for a moment. She sniffs along the bottom of the door, then paws at the other end. It swings open, and she hurries through to the bottom of a staircase.
Oh, look. She's lonesome. Don't you think maybe just for tonight?
Now, darling, if we're going to show her who's master, we must be firm from the very beginning.
Jim Deere carries Lady back into the kitchen and deposits her onto the bed. He leaves and shuts the door, placing a chair in front of it. Lady eagerly tries to follow him again, but this time when she pushes the door, it won't open. She falls down. She tries pushing the door again with her paw, then peeks under the crack at the bottom. Seeing the chair legs, she sits down forlornly.
Stop it!
Lady looks up at a shaking chandelier. Lady stands up eagerly. A light appears under the door and she wags her tail.
Lady, quiet now. You hear me? Back to bed. Quick now.
Lady sadly obeys.
Not one more sound.
She climbs back into her basket. Later, the hands of a grandfather clock read 2 o'clock. The chair moves slightly as the kitchen door bumps against it. Lady pushes her head out, then squeezes her body through the opening. She hurries over to the staircase and jumps onto the first step. She looks up at the looming, shadowy staircase. The little pup struggles to climb up each step, her paws slipping and sliding. Later, she finally reaches the top. She looks over her shoulder at the stairs, then gleefully scampers down a second floor hallway. She pushes a bedroom door open. She takes a few steps back, facing two figures in bed, then runs up to the bed and paws the covers.
Jim, dear.
He puts his pillow over his head.
Ah, oh, Jim.
Next to the bed, Lady wags her tail.
All right. But remember, just for tonight.
Jim Deer picks Lady up and places her on the foot of the bed. Darling covers her with a blanket. The puppy licks her hand. Smiling drowsily, Lady yawns. Her eyes slowly close as she drifts off to sleep. Now full grown, Lady lies asleep in the same spot. Her eyes slowly open. A clock reads 6. Lady yawns and stretches. She wags her tail, then bounds over to Darling. Lady sticks her head under Darling's arm. Lady jumps down from the bed and runs around to Jim Deer. She licks his hand and he rolls over. Lady pulls his foot out of bed.
All right, Lady, all right. I'm up, Lady. Oh, no.
What's wrong, Jim? What is it?
Can't you explain to Lady about Sundays?
He flops back into bed as Lady excitedly runs downstairs. In the backyard, she charges at a flock of birds. The birds fly away. As Lady runs off, they return. Finding a bone in her yard, Lady picks it up. She starts digging in a flower bed, accidentally uprooting a tulip. She drops the bone in the hole, then kicks the dirt back. Lady notices the tulip. She looks over her shoulder, then pushes the flower back into place with her nose. It stands upside down. Lady prances off. She stops at the sight of a huge rat under a woodpile and bares her teeth. She chases the rat. It escapes through a small hole in a fence. Lady starts digging under the fence. She turns, cocking her ear. On the street, a paperboy rides a bike. Lady runs away from the fence and into the front yard. The boy throws a rolled-up newspaper. Lady catches it and runs around a corner of the house. She bounds up the back stairs to a doggy door and struggles to fit through with the paper in her mouth. She goes in backward, and the paper gets stuck. Lady yanks on it, and it rips. Later at a breakfast table.
Have you noticed, darling? Since we've had Lady, we see less and less of those disturbing headlines.
Yes, I just don't know how we ever got along without her.
Say, she must be about 6 months old. We'd better be getting her a license.
Lying at their feet, Lady dips a donut in a saucer of coffee and takes a bite, then laps at the coffee. On another day, Darling's hands untie a ribbon on a present while Lady watches curiously. Darling pulls out a pretty blue collar.
Hope it fits. My, but it does look nice. So grown up. Won't Jacques and Trusty be surprised?
Wearing her collar, Lady runs outside. Elsewhere, the Scottish Terrier carries a bone. He stops and suspiciously looks back, then continues down a path. He hops through some bushes, then starts digging a hole in a shaded nook.
With a bonny, bonny bone that I'll bury for me own in my bonny, bonny bank in the backyard. That's a grand sight.
Jack!
He sits on top of the bones.
Oh, Jack!
Lady looks around, then runs through a fence. She prances over to the little black Scotty.
Hello, Jack.
Oh, it's you, Lassie.
Notice anything different?
You've had a bath.
No, not that.
You've had your nails clipped?
Mm-mm. Guess again.
Well, I wouldn't have been a-knowing.
Covering his bones with dirt, he sees her collar.
Why, lassie, a bonny new collar.
Do you like it?
Aye.
He sniffs it.
It must be very expensive. Have you shown it to Trusty yet?
No.
We'd best go at once. You know how sensitive he's about these things.
Jacques and Lady walk to a neighboring house with large white columns out front. A bloodhound lies asleep on a porch decorated with potted plants. The hound's hind leg twitches. Jacques and Lady stop on the porch steps.
He's dreaming.
Aye. Dreaming of those bonny bygone days when he and his grandfather were tracking criminals through the swamps.
They were?
But that was before...
Before what?
Tis time you knew the truth, lassie. It shouldn't have happened to a dog. But, well, Trusty has lost his sense of smell.
No.
Aye. But we must never let on that we know, lassie.
She shakes her head.
It would break his poor heart.
Trusty sleepwalks over, sniffing his way past a caterpillar. He opens his eyes.
Which way did he go? Which way did he go?
Go?
Yeah, big fella. About 6'2".
The caterpillar stands tall.
3. Wore a striped suit, no collar. Why, Miss Lady, you have a collar.
Mm-hmm. And a license.
My. How time does fly.
Aye. It seems only yesterday she was cutting her teeth on Jim Deere slippers. And now, there she is, a full-grown lady.
Wearing the greatest honor man can bestow.
The badge of faith and respectability.
That's right, Miss Lady. As my grandpappy, Old Reliable, used to say, don't recollect if I've ever mentioned Old Reliable before.
Aye. You have, laddie.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's Jim Deere. Please excuse me.
She runs to meet Jim Deere on the sidewalk and jumps up.
Hello there, lady. Come on, beat you home.
Lady races ahead of him. She bounds up the porch steps and adopts a begging pose with her front paws in the air.
Oh, you win again.
He places steady a treat now. On her nose.
Steady. Well, what have we here?
Her collar.
Oh, big girl now, huh? All right. Oh, ladies first.
He opens the front door. Now, Jim Deere and Darling sit in rocking chairs by a fireplace with Lady at their feet.
You know, Darling, with Lady here, I'd say life is quite complete.
Yes, dear. I don't imagine anything could ever take her place in our hearts.
She smiles up at them and bats her eyes. Now, under a pink and blue sky, a steam train sits next to a water tower. At the base of the water tower, the scruffy, handsome terrier sleeps in a barrel. He breathes to the tempo of the train. He opens his eyes and yawns. The medium-sized stray stands up and stretches. He drinks from a puddle, then stands under a dripping stream of water. Drops of water fly from his coat as he shakes himself dry.
What a day. Well, now to dig up some breakfast.
He trots off with a grin. Later, he enters a town and pauses to look around, then continues on a sidewalk. He sees a litter of puppies in a store window.
Oh, cute little rascals. Goochie, 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 goo.
One pup wags his tail.
Now, at breakfast, let's see. Bernice?
A restaurant.
No. Francois?
A pastry shop.
No. Too much starch. Ah, Tony's. Oh, that's it. I haven't been there in a week.
He crosses a street to a restaurant named Tony's. A little later, he goes to a Dutch door at the back and scratches on it. A chef sticks his head out.
Well, buongiorno, Butch. You want your breakfast, eh? Okay, the boss, he's a saver some nice buns for you. Breakfast coming up from a left field. Good catch.
The dog catches a bone in his mouth. Later, he lies behind a fence while he chomps on his breakfast.
Oh, boy. Oh.
A hole in the fence shows a horse-drawn wagon passing by. The stray peeks through and sees two dogs locked in the wagon, which reads Dog Pound on the side. The stray hides as the dog catcher strolls by. Then he watches him nail a sign to the fence. The stray ducks as the dog catcher saunters back to the wagon. He looks up at the sign, which reads, Warning, notice is hereby given that any unlicensed dog will be immediately impounded by order of city council. The stray goes to the back of the wagon and props himself up on his front paws.
Hey.
A bulldog looks out at him.
Blimey! Look, Peg, it's the tramp!
Shh! Hiya, handsome. Come to join the party?
All right. No time for wisecracks. I've got to get you out. I'm telling you, the pressure's really on. Signs all over town.
He frees them.
Gee, thanks.
You're a bit of all right, chum.
Okay, get going.
Hey, what's going on over there?
Scram! And be careful!
He grabs the dog catcher's pants.
Why, you brains, you must. Hey, let go of me!
The dog catcher chases the tramp, who jumps back and forth over a low wall. As the tramp runs from the dog catcher, he looks over his shoulder with a grin. Later, he rounds the corner, passes a hedge, and leaps through an open gate. The dog catcher hurries past. The tramp peeks out of the gate, then looks around.
Well, Snob Hill.
He walks to a water trough and eyes two pigeons.
Hi, gals. How's pickings?
They fly away.
Pretty slim, eh? Yeah, I'll bet they've got a lid on every trash can. Uh-oh. And a fence around every tree. I wonder what the leash and collar set does for excitement.
Now, Jock and Trusty walk through the gate to Lady's house. They stop on the front walk.
Lassie! Lassie!
Oh, Miss Lady, ma'am.
Jock trots around the side of the house and finds Lady.
Ah, good morning, Lassie. 'Tis a bonny braabrecht day.
Lady lies sadly on the ground.
Miss Lady, is something wrong?
Aye, tell us, Lassie, if somebody's been mistreating you.
Oh, no, Jock. It's something I've done, I guess.
You?
It must be. Jim, dear, and Darling are acting so...
Lady and Jock look up at a window where Darling places a potted plant on the sill.
Jim, dear, and Darling?
Hush, ma.
Jock jerks his head in Darling's direction. Jock and Lady walk behind a greenhouse, and Trusty follows them.
Now, Lassie, get on with the details.
Well, I first noticed it the other day when Jim Deere came home.
In a flashback, a clock reads 5 as Lady looks out a window. Lady wags her tail excitedly, then rushes outside. She runs to Jim Deer and jumps up at him.
Down, lady, down.
She stares after him, then rushes ahead and begs on the porch. He walks past her.
Darling, darling, are you all right?
Of course I am. Why shouldn't I be?
He shuts the front door. Lady runs to the back of the house and goes through her doggy door.
I just can't help worrying. After all, in your condition, alone here all day, walking that dog.
That dog?
That dog.
He's never called me that before.
Well, now, lassie, I wouldn't worry my wee head about that. Remember, they're only humans, after all.
That's right, Miss Lady. As my grandpappy, Old Reliable, used to say, don't recollect if I've ever mentioned Old Reliable before.
Aye, you have, laddie. Frequently.
Oh, yeah.
But now, darling, is... Well, we've always enjoyed our afternoon romp together. But yesterday...
In a flashback, the living room clock reads 3 o'clock. Lady enters with a leash in her mouth and goes to Darling, who knits tiny pink booties. Lady deposits the leash at Darling's feet, then paws at her dress.
No, Lady. No walk today.
Darling places the leash on a table. Lady scampers off and returns with a ball. She assumes a begging position.
No, Lady. Not now.
Lady grabs her ball of yarn.
Lady. Drop that, Lady.
Lady runs away.
Drop it, I say.
Darling spanks her.
It didn't hurt, really. But Darling has never struck me before.
Jock and Trusty share a knowing look.
Now, lassie, didn't take it too seriously. After all, at a time like this,
yes. You see, Miss Lady, there comes a time in the life of all humans when, as they put it, the birds and the bees.
Lady stares at him wide-eyed.
The stork, you know, no... Well, in a,
What he's trying to say, lassie, is Darling is expecting a wee bairn.
Bairn?
He means a baby, Miss Lady.
Oh. What's a baby?
The tramp notices them.
They resemble humans.
But I'd say a mite smaller.
Aye, and they walk on all fours.
And if I remember correctly, they beller.
Aye, and they're very expensive. You will not be permitted to play with it.
But they're mighty sweet.
And very, very soft.
Just a cute little bundle of trouble. Yeah. They scratch, pinch, pull ears. Oh, but shucks, any dog can take that. It's what they do to your happy home. Move it over, will you, friend? Homewreckers, that's what they are.
Look here, laddie. Who are you to barge in?
The voice of experience, Buster. Boy, just wait till Junior gets here. You get the urge for a nice, comfortable scratch and...
Put that dog out! He'll get fleas all over the baby!
You start barking at some strange mutt.
The tramp barks in Jock's face.
Stop that racket! You'll wake the baby!
And then... Then they hit you in the room and board department. Oh, remember those nice, juicy cuts of beef? Forget them. Leftover baby food. And that nice, warm bed by the fire?
Lady imagines her spot by the fireplace. It turns into a doghouse in the rain.
A leaky doghouse?
Oh, dear.
Dinna listen, lassie. No human is that cruel.
Of course not, Miss Lady. Why, everybody knows a dog's best friend is his human.
Oh, come on now, fellas. Boy, you haven't fallen for that old line now, have you?
Aye, and we've no need for mongrels and radical ideas. Off with you, New. Off with you. Off with you.
Okay, Sandy.
The name's Jock.
Okay, Jock.
Heather, lad, of Glencairn to you.
Okay. But remember this, Pigeon. A human heart has only so much room for love and affection. When a baby moves in, the dog moves out.
Lady wears a worried expression. Now Jim Deere turns calendar pages to April.
Uh-huh. Oh, let's see. That'll be about...
He circles the entire month.
Oh, well.
An image of Lady walking toward a calendar page for December appears. Now she enters a nursery doorway and sniffs a baseball glove.
Darling, there isn't any way we can tell for sure what it's going to be, is there?
I'm afraid not. Nobody ever knows for certain. All we can do is hope.
Darling writes a list of girls' names. Lady's smile fades. An image of a calendar page for January appears, then fades to reveal the grandfather clock's hands at 3 o'clock. Lady looks up sleepily from her bed in the kitchen as Jim Deere heads toward the front door wearing his pajamas and a coat. He turns the doorknob and the wind pushes the door open, blowing snow into the house.
Darling, are you sure you want watermelon?
Mm-hmm. Oh, and some chop suey, too.
Chop suey? Oh, all right, darling.
He opens the door again and snow blows into Lady's face. Lady stares after Jim Deere with snow on her head and nose. Now, a calendar page shows the month of February. In the living room, Lady looks at baby presents on a table.
Oh, that bonnet!
Lady begs for attention.
Don't you just love showers?
Darling, I've never seen you look more beautiful.
Isn't she absolutely radiant?
Radiant? Why, that's just...
Standing between two skirts, Lady scowls.
Radiant, positively radiant. Why, in all my days, I said I've never seen anyone as radiant as darling is radiant.
Lady leaves the living room and goes to the kitchen.
Jim, you look terrible.
Absolutely horrible.
I never saw you look worse.
Cheer up, Jim. Old Doc Jones has never lost a father yet.
Standing unnoticed among the men, Lady wears a puzzled expression. Now the circled calendar page of April appears. On a stormy night, Jim Deere talks using a phone.
Yes, Aunt Sarah, it's a boy. Uh-huh, a boy. And what's that? Eyes? Oh, what color are they? Oh, gosh. I forgot to look.
He drops the receiver. Lady follows him.
It's a boy. It's a doctor. Doctor, it's a boy.
Yes, I know.
Uh-huh, boy.
The doctor leaves.
Boy,
oh, Jim Deere runs upstairs.
It's a boy. It's a boy. It's a boy.
Hello. Hello, Jim. Are you there, Jim? Central. We need cutter. Hello. Hello. Hello.
Lady sits by the phone with a bewildered look. On a bright day, small birds sit on the blossoming branches of a tree outside Lady's house. Some of the birds fly down to a clothesline, others to a windowsill. From inside the kitchen, Lady looks at sparkling beakers on the sill. She turns and looks up curiously, then gazes ahead.
What is a baby? I just can't understand.
She leaves the kitchen.
It must be something wonderful. It must be something grand.
She looks upstairs.
'Cause everybody is smiling in a kind and wistful way. And they haven't even noticed that I'm around today.
Lady perks up as Jim Deere comes downstairs. She wags her tail, but he skips past her carrying a tray. Lady looks after him, then scrunches up her face.
What is a baby anyway?
She advances cautiously upstairs.
Oh, what is a baby? I must find out today. What makes Jim Deere and darling act this way?
Lady peeks through a bedroom door standing ajar. She steps back at the sight of Darling holding a blanket-wrapped bundle.
La la loo, la la loo, oh my little star sweeper, I'll sweep the stardust for you.
Lady enters the bedroom, her tail wagging slightly. Looking out from under a table, she stops and smiles.
Little soft, fluffy sleeper, here comes a pink cloud for
Darling rocks a bassinet. On the other side, Lady stands on her hind legs trying to see the baby.
Little wandering angel, fold up your wings, close your eyes.
Jim Deere comes up behind Lady and lifts her up, giving the dog her first look at the baby.
And may love be your keeper.
Darling pulls a blanket back to reveal the sleeping baby. Lady looks at the baby curiously, then smiles and looks up happily at Jim Deere and Darling. With her tail wagging, she watches Darling tuck the baby in.
There now, little star sweeper. Dream on.
The parents share a happy look, then Jim Deere pats Lady's head and Darling scratches her ear. The happy image fades to black. Outside Lady's house, autumn leaves fall past baby clothes hanging on the clothesline.
Well, that should do it. Got enough here to take us halfway to China.
Inside, Lady watches Jim Deere pack a suitcase. Darling stands by a crib.
Darling, we haven't much time.
Jim, I just can't leave him. He's still so small and helpless.
He'll be all right. Now, come on. If he wakes up, we'll never get away.
Jim, I feel so guilty deserting him like this.
Nonsense.
Lady blocks their path, glaring.
Hey, what's the matter with Lady?
Oh, she thinks we're running out on him.
Oh, don't worry, old girl. We'll be back in a few days.
And Aunt Sarah will be here.
And with you here to help her. Oh, there's the old girl now. Coming, Aunt Sarah. Coming.
Sorry, I'm late, dear. Hope I haven't kept you waiting.
Here, let me take your things.
No. No fussing. I know my way around. On your way now. Mustn't miss your train. Have a good time and don't worry about a thing. Goodbye, dears. Goodbye.
Bye.
Now to see that big nephew of mine.
Aunt Sarah shuts out Lady, who races to her doggy door in the back. Going in, she runs to the baby's room and stands on a chaise lounge to admire him.
Good. Oh, you adorable little... Good gracious, what are you doing here? Go on now, shoot.
Aunt Sarah shuts Lady out of the nursery.
Oh, dear. Aunt Sho won't let that dog frighten you anymore. No.
Lady slowly walks away from the nursery.
Goodbye, baby, on the treetop.
Lady goes downstairs, looking over her shoulder toward the nursery. A picnic basket sits on the floor. The lid lifts slightly, and two pairs of eyes spy on Lady. A long tail pops out and taps her. As the two creatures peek out again, Lady runs away and peeks out from a doorway. Two tails emerge from the basket, swaying rhythmically. Lady steps forward cautiously as two cats pop their heads out. They step out of the basket and slink toward her.
We are Siamese, if you please. We are Siamese, if you don't please. Now we're looking over our new Dhanwi side. If we like, we stay for maybe quite a while.
The cats enter a parlor, and one eyes a bird in a cage. Lady chases them away. The cats jump onto a piano. One scratches it while the other knocks over a vase. They spot a goldfish bowl.
Do you see that thing swimming round and round? Yes. Maybe we could reach in and make it drown.
They tear curtains.
If we sneak in up upon it carefully, there will be a head for you, a tail for me.
They pull on a table runner, drawing the fishbowl toward the edge. Lady grabs the other end of the runner and tugs it back. Sharing a wicked look, the cats yank hard, then let go. The fish flops on the floor. Lady rescues it from one cat and returns it to the bowl. The other cat hides inside, and Lady pulls the fish away from its snapping jaws.
Do you hear what I hear? A baby cry. Where we finding baby? There are milk nearby.
They exit the parlor. Lady starts to chase them, but still holds the fish. She returns it to the half-full bowl.
Plenty milk for you. And also some for me.
On the stairs, Lady dashes past the cats, then blocks their path. She chases them around the parlor, and they pull a curtain down on top of her.
What's going on down there? Oh, merciful heavens! My darlings, my precious pets!
They cry miserably.
Oh, that wicked animal, attacking my poor, innocent little angels.
The cats intertwine and shake their tails, now at a pet store.
Good afternoon, ma'am. What can I do for you?
I want a muscle. A good, strong muscle.
Yes, ma'am. Now, here's our latest combination leash and muzzle. Now, we'll just slip it on like this and... Nice, doggy. No, don't wiggle.
Lady struggles and jumps off the counter.
Now, careful, you little...
Watch out!
Lady's leash trips Aunt Sarah, who falls. As Lady runs out of the shop, her leash catches on a birdcage, knocking it over. She runs into a busy street, dodging a car, a horse and cart, another car, a bicycle, and a trolley. A passing vehicle puffs a cloud of exhaust in her face. Lady shakes her head and runs off. A little later, she runs down an alley. Her leash gets caught on a pile of trash. She struggles to get free, then runs with tin cans stuck to her leash. Three large dogs chase Lady. She sprints from them fearfully. The dogs pursue her under a bridge and over some train tracks. The tramp eats from a dish outside a watchman's house. He looks up and sees Lady run by, followed by the three strays. He starts to follow, then stops and runs off in another direction. Meanwhile, Lady runs down another alley and finds her way blocked by a tall fence. She hides behind a stack of barrels. The tramp jumps over the fence from the other side and lands in front of the charging dogs. Behind him, Lady cowers. The strays bare their teeth at the tramp. Lady hides behind a barrel while they fight. The strays pile on top of the tramp, who fights them off. He chomps on one of the dog's legs. Against the fence, the dog's shadows show the fight as Lady peeks out from behind a barrel. The tramp shoves one of the dogs, who scampers away with his tail between his legs. Lady watches as the tramp wrestles with the other two dogs, knocking over barrels. She ducks as a barrel rolls by, then peeks out again. The tramp runs the other two dogs off. He watches them go with a firm snort.
Hey, Pidge, what are you doing on this side of the tracks? I thought you...
He peers at her muzzle.
Oh, you poor kid. Oh, we've got to get this off. I think I know the very place. Come on.
He picks up the end of Lady's leash and leads her away. Later.
Well, here we are.
The zoo?
Sure.
Lady starts toward it.
No. This way. Follow me.
They sneak under a carriage. Lady follows him as he steals across the street. They hide in some bushes next to the zoo's gate. A cop stands guard.
Oh.
What's the matter, Pidge?
We can't go in.
Why not?
Well, the sign says...
Yeah, it reads, no dogs allowed.
That's the angle.
Angle?
Look, we'll just wait for the right... Uh-oh. Here we are now. Just lay low.
The tramp creeps up behind the cop as a man reading a book exits the zoo. The tramp whistles. The cop turns, and the tramp runs to the bookish man.
Hey, you!
I beg your pardon. Where are you addressing...
What's the matter? Can't you read?
Why, yes, in several languages.
Oh, a wise guy, eh? All right, now, what's this creature doing here?
He points at the tramp.
Oh, he's not my dog.
Oh, he's not, eh?
The tramp licks the man.
Go on. Why, certainly not, officer.
I suppose you'll be telling me next it was the dog that was whistling, eh?
I'm certain I don't know.
Oh, so I'm a liar now, am I? Well, you listen to me.
The cop grabs the man. The tramp runs behind the cop, his teeth bared.
No! Pull a knife on me, will you? I'm trying to assassinate me, are. What's your name? Conceal weapons.
Inside the zoo, animals peer at the commotion from their enclosures. A family of elephants, a pair of lions, and some giraffes. The tramp goes over to Lady.
Come on, Pidge. The place is ours.
A shadow on the gatepost shows the men fighting as Lady and the tramp go through. Later.
We'd better go through this place from A to Z.
They approach a cage.
Apes?
They look inside.
No. No use even asking them. They wouldn't understand.
They wouldn't?
Too closely related to humans. Uh-oh.
alligators. Now, there's an idea.
Say, Al, do you suppose you could nip this contraption off for us?
Whoa!
The tramp pulls Lady's head out of the alligator's mouth just before his jaws snap. A hyena laughs at them.
Huh. If anybody ever needed a muzzle, it's him.
Kids, look out!
A tree falls.
Now what harebrained idiot would... Hey, look! A beaver!
The beaver gnaws branches off the tree.
There's the answer to our problem.
Let me see here.
He measures with his tail.
6'6" and 7/16".
Pardon me, friend. I wonder if you'd do us a little...
Busy, Sonny. Busy. Can't stop the gossip now. Gotta slide this sycamore to the... swamp.
Yeah, well, this'll only take a second of your time.
Only a second? Listen, Sonny. Do you realize every second 70 centimeters of water is wasted over that spillway?
Yeah, but...
Gotta get this log moving, Sonny. Gotta get it moving. Taint the cutting takes a time. It's your doggone hauling.
The hauling.
Exactly. Now, what you need
is... better bisect this section here.
What you need is a log puller.
I saw a log puller! I ain't deep, Shetty. There's no need to... Did you say log puller?
And by a lucky coincidence, you see before you, modeled by the lovely little lady, the new, improved, patented, handy-dandy, never-fail little giant log puller, the Busy Beaver's friend.
You don't say!
Guaranteed not to wear, tear, rip, or ravel. Turn around, sister, and show the customer the merchandise. And it cuts log hauling time 66%.
66%, eh? Think of that. Well, how's it work?
Why, it's no work at all. You merely slip this ring over the limb like this and haul it off.
Say, you mind if I slip it on for size?
Help yourself, Rand, help yourself.
Okay, don't mind if I do.
He tugs on Lady's leash.
How do you get the corn-starred thing off, Sonny?
Glad you brought that up, friend. Glad you brought that up. To remove it, simply place the strap between your teeth.
Like this?
Erect, friend. Now bite hard.
The beaver bites, freeing Lady.
It's off.
Say, that is simple.
Well, friend, we'll be on our way now, so...
Not so fast now, Sonny. I'll have to make certain it's satisfactory before we settle on a price.
Oh, no, it's all yours, friend. You can keep it.
I can, eh? I can?
Uh-huh. It's a free sample.
Well, thanks a lot. Thanks ever so...
The beaver starts pulling the log. It rolls downhill, taking him with it. The beaver is pulled over a small tree, stripping the leaves off. He lands in a river with a splash. Lady and the tramp watch as the log fills a gap in a beaver dam. The beaver pops up from the water.
Say, it works well!
At night, Lady and the tramp walk down a street.
But when she put that horrible muzzle on me...
Oh, say no more. I get the whole picture. Ants, cats, muzzles.
Well, that's what comes of tying yourself down to one family.
Haven't you a family?
One for every day of the week. The point is, none of them have me.
I'm afraid I don't understand.
It's simple. You see... Hey. Something tells me it's supper time. Come on. I'll show you what I mean.
He brings her to a house.
Now take the Schultzes here. Little Fritzy, that's me, Pidge, makes this his Monday home.
Monday home?
Ach, ja. Mondays is Mama Jules cooking der Wiener Schnitzel.
Mmm, delicious.
Now O'Brien's here as well, little Mike. Sure, and that's me again, Pidge. Comes of a Tuesday.
Of a Tuesday?
Begorry, and that's when they're after having that darling corned beef. You see, Pidge, when you're foot loose and collar free, well, you take nothing but the best.
They stop at a curb.
Hey, Tony's! Of course! The very place for a very special occasion.
Lady goes to the front door.
No, this way, Pidge. I have my own private entrance.
Lady follows him as he trots around to the back of Tony's restaurant.
Wait here.
She hides behind a crate while he scratches on the Dutch door.
Just 1 minute, I'm coming, I'm... What's the matter? Somebody's making the April a fool with... Oh, hello, Butch. Where you been so long? Hey, Joe, look who's here.
Well, what do you know? It's a Butch.
Hey.
The tramp licks him.
Joe, bring some bones for Butch before he eat me up.
Okay, Tony. Okay. Bones are coming up.
The tramp leads Tony to Lady.
What's this? Joe, look. Butch, he's got a new girlfriend.
Well, a son of a gun. He's got a cockerel Spanish girl.
She's pretty sweet, kiddo, Butch. You take Tony's advice and settle down with this one, eh?
Lady frowns at the tramp.
This one?
This one. Oh, Tony, you know. He's not a speaky English pretty good.
Tony sets a small table.
Now, first we fix the table.
Here's your bones, Tony.
Okay, bones. Bones! What's the matter for you, Joe? I break your face. Tonight, Butcher, he's get the best in the house.
Okay, Tony, you're the boss.
Now, tell me, what's your pleasure? A la carte? Dinner? Okay. Hey, Joe. Butcher, he says he wants 2 spaghetti speciale, heavy on the meatball.
Tony, dogs don't talk.
He's talking to me.
Okay, he's talking to you. You're the boss.
Mamma mia, mangiare you
crema. Joe prepares a large plate.
Now, here you are, the best spaghetti in the town.
He places the food on Lady and the Tramp's table, and they both take a bite from the shared plate. The Tramp slurps up a long noodle, and Lady imitates him. Tony emerges from his kitchen with an accordion.
For this is the night. It's a beautiful night, and we call it a bella notte. Look at the skies, they have stars in their eyes, on this lovely bella notte.
Joe plays a mandolin.
Side by side with your loved one.
Lady and the Tramp chew on opposite ends of the same strand of spaghetti. They move closer until their muzzles touch. Lady pulls away bashfully. The Tramp rolls the last meatball toward her, and she smiles up at him.
When the one you love is near, for this is the night, and the heavens are right.
Lady's large eyes sparkle as she looks skyward. Above them, clothes hang on clotheslines between 2 buildings. Visible between the clotheslines, a full moon hangs in a starry sky. Elsewhere, tree branches stand silhouetted against the bright moon.
This is the night.
The trees stand in a well-manicured park. A lake sparkles and fireflies flit around a fountain with a Cupid statue in its center. A sign reads, Wet Cement. The Tramp and Lady place their paws in a heart outline drawn in the cement. The Tramp wears a smitten grin, and Lady bashfully turns her head away from him. Later, Lady and the Tramp wander through the park together. Two owls watch them from a hole in a tree as they walk over an arched footbridge.
You'll find enchantment here.
On the lake, a pair of swans glide past 2 frogs sitting on a lily pad.
When the one you love is near,
water ripples over a reflection of Lady and the Tramp gazing at the lake.
And the heavens are right.
Now, Lady and the Tramp sit moon-gazing on a hill that overlooks the town. Behind them, human couples in cars do the same. Now, morning light illuminates a distant view of the town from the hill. Lady and the Tramp lie asleep side by side with one of Lady's long ears draped over the Tramp's head. He wakes and looks at her with an affectionate smile.
Oh dear.
Is something wrong, Pidge?
It's morning.
Yeah. So it is.
I should have been home hours ago.
Why? Because you still believe in that ever-faithful old dog tray routine? Oh, come on, Pidge. Open up your eyes.
Open my eyes?
To what a dog's life can really be. Show you what I mean.
Lady blinks, then follows him to an overlook.
Look down there. Tell me what you see.
Lady thoughtfully observes the town below.
Well, I see nice homes with yards and fences.
Exactly. Life on a leash. Look again, Pidge.
Lady's gaze moves beyond the town.
Look, there's a great big hunk of world down there with no fence around it. But two dogs can find adventure and excitement. And beyond those distant hills, who knows what wonderful experiences. And it's all ours for the taking, Pidge. It's all ours.
It sounds wonderful.
But?
But who'd watch over the baby?
The Tramp lowers his disappointed gaze and shakes his head sadly.
You win. Come on. I'll take you home.
He walks past Lady and she turns to follow. Purple clouds hang in a pink sky overhead as she follows him down the hill. Later in town, two horses pull the dog catcher's wagon. After it passes, Lady and the Tramp step into view.
It's a beautiful night, and they call it
The Tramp stops at a chicken wire fence.
Not to change the subject, but, ever chase chickens?
I should say not.
Oh, then you never live.
But we shouldn't.
I know. That's what makes it fun.
He digs under the fence.
Oh, come on, kid. Start building some memories.
Lady follows him.
But we won't hurt the chickens.
Hurt them? No. We'll just stir them up a bit.
He creeps around the corner of a hen house. He winks at Lady, then looks inside at rows of sleeping hens.
Just look at those fat, lazy biddies. Well, they should have been up hours ago.
He goes inside. Outside the door, Lady ducks under a ramp as a flurry of chickens erupts from the hen house. She watches the Tramp chase them around the fenced-in yard.
Some fun, eh, kid?
Hey! What's going on in there?
What's that?
That's the signal to get going. Come on!
Running away, they escape under the fence.
This is living,
eh, kid?
Is it?
Come on, Pidge. Follow me.
They run through a culvert under railroad tracks. He leaps a fence, and she squeezes through it. Lady falls behind, and a dog catcher's snare catches her. The Tramp runs behind a billboard.
You know, there's a little bit of bird dog in all of us, eh, Pidge? 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 Where are you, Pidge? Pidge!
He backtracks to the culvert.
Pigeon!
Meanwhile, the wagon takes Lady away.
Oh, Pidge!
An arrow-shaped sign points down a road toward a large gated fence. The wagon moves toward it. Later, the wagon's shadow approaches the gate. A sign over it reads, Dog Pound. Inside, four strays sit behind the bars of a cage, howling. A little chihuahua sits next to a Russian wolfhound. A scruffy mutt and the bulldog also harmonize. An older stray covers his head with his paws. Many more strays stick their heads through the bars of cages throughout the pound. Tears run down the face of a brown dog lying in a cage. A little gray dog cries and barks. In another cage, a trio of puppies huddle together forlornly. A young mutt whimpers. The first four strays look over at a little dachshund digging a hole in the floor.
Hey, Doxy, how we coming?
Just one more course and we're out.
Okay, on a downbeat. One, two.
They take a deep breath, then stop. A door opens to reveal the dog catcher. Doxy quickly fills the hole back in, then sits on it.
Put her in number four, Bill, while I check her license number.
Okay.
Bill puts Lady in a cage.
All right, baby, in here.
He shuts her in.
Well, wow. Look, you guys, Miss Park Avenue herself.
Blimey. A regular blooming debutante.
Yeah, and pipe the crown jewel she's wearing.
What's in for, sweetheart? Putting fleas on the butler?
Lady wears a frightened look. Peg wakes up and cuts between the scruffy mutt and the bulldog.
All right, you guys. Lay off, will you?
What's the matter, Peg?
We was only having a bit of sport, we was.
Oh, can't you see the poor kid's scared enough already?
Pay no attention, my little Ochichornia.
That's right, dearie. They don't mean no real harm.
He's like Gorky says in Lower Depths. Quote, miserable being must find more miserable being. Then he's happy, unquote.
Boris is a philosopher.
Besides, little Bublitsky, wearing license here, that is like waving, you should excuse the expression, red flag in front of bull.
My license? But what's wrong with it?
There ain't nothing wrong with it, dearie.
Confidential. Is not one dog here would not give a left hind leg for such a knick-knack.
That's your passport to freedom, honey. Without it...
Hey, you guys, look. Poor Nutsy is taking the long walk.
Shadows show a man leading a scrawny dog.
Where is he taking him?
Through the one-way door, sister.
Nutsy is led through the door, which reads, Keep Out. Lady looks questioningly at the scruffy mutt.
You mean he's...
The scruffy mutt nods. Doxy quivers fearfully and starts digging again.
Oh, well, a short life and a merry one.
Yeah, that's what the tramp always says.
The tramp?
Ah, now, there's a bloke what never gets caught.
He's given the slip to every dog catcher in this break.
You won't believe this, dearie, but no matter how tight a jam he's in, that tramp always finds some way out.
I can quite easily believe that.
Ah, but remember, my friends, even tramp has his Achilles heel.
Pardon me, amigo. What is this chilly heel?
Achilles heel, Pedro. This is meaning his weaknesses.
Oh, the dames, yeah.
He has an eye for a well-turned paw, he has. Let's see, there's been Lulu.
Yeah, and Trixie.
And Fifi?
And my sister, Rosita Chiquita Juanita Chihuahua, I think.
What a dog.
Yeah, tell us about it, Peg.
What a dog.
Peg used to be in the dog and pony follies.
He's a tramp, but they love him. Breaks a new heart every day. He's a tramp. They adore him, and I only hope he'll stay that way. He's a tramp, he's a scoundrel, he's a rounder, he's a cad. He's a tramp, but I love him. Yes, even I have got it pretty bad. You can never tell when he'll show up. He gives you plenty of trouble. I guess he's just a no-count pup. But I wish that he were double. He's a tramp. He's a rover. And there's nothing more to say. If he's a tramp, he's a good one. And I wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way. Wish that I could travel his way.
Lady's eyes widen.
Yeah, but he never takes him serious.
Ah, but someday he is meeting someone different. Some delicate, fragile creature who's giving him a wish to shelter and protect.
Like Miss Park Avenue here, eh, Mikey?
Could be. But when he does...
Yeah, I'm way ahead of you. Under the spell of true love.
The poor chump grows careless.
The Cossacks are picking him up.
And it's Clayton's for a tramp.
Lady's mouth drops open.
It's the little Cocker, Bill, in number 4.
Okay.
Bill picks Lady up.
All right, baby. They've come to take you home.
You're too nice a girl to be in this place.
He carries Lady out of the pound, patting her head, and closes the door. Now in Lady's backyard, a doghouse sits under a dark gray sky. Jock and Trusty stand at the front gate.
Courage, man. Courage.
But I've never even considered matrimony.
Nor I. But no matter which of us she accepts, we'll always be the best of friends. Now remember, not a word about her unfortunate experience. We didn't want to hurt her feelings.
They go to the doghouse.
Lassie!
Miss Lady, ma'am.
Please, I don't want to see anybody.
Now, Lassie. Didn't feel that way about it?
Of course not, Miss Lady. Why, some of the finest people I ever tracked down were jailbirds.
Quiet! Great loony! Please, Lassie, we've come with a proposition for helping you.
Help me? What do you mean?
Well, now, you see, Lassie, neither of us is as young as we used to be.
But we're still in the prime of life.
Aye. And we've both got very comfortable homes.
That's right. Where we know you'll be welcome and appreciated, Miss Lady.
So to come directly to the point...
If you could find it possible
You're both very kind, and I do appreciate it, but...
Oh, pigeon!
Oh, the tramp arrives with a bone in his mouth.
Well, hi, boys.
Jock, Trusty, and Lady turn their backs on him.
Anything new in the Kennel Club set?
He drops the bone.
Little something I picked up for you, Pidge.
Lady walks past him. A chain connects her collar to the doghouse. As it tightens, she sits with her back to the tramp.
Looks like I'm the one that's in the doghouse.
If this person is annoying you, Miss Lady,
we'll gladly throw the rascal out.
That won't be necessary, thank you.
Very well, ma'am.
You mongrel!
Jock kicks dirt at the tramp, then he and Trusty walk away with their noses in the air.
Aw, come on, Pidge. It wasn't my fault. I thought you were right behind me, honest. And when I heard they'd taken you to the pound...
Oh, don't even mention that horrible place. I was so embarrassed and frightened.
Oh, no. Who could ever harm a cute little trick like you?
Trick? That reminds me, who is Trixie?
Trixie?
And Lulu, and Fifi, and Rosita Chiquita, whatever her name is.
Chiquita, yes, well, I can explain.
As far as I'm concerned, you needn't worry about your old heel.
My heel?
I don't need you to shelter and protect me.
Yes, but
if you go careless, don't blame me. And I don't care if the Cossacks do pick you up. Goodbye. And take this with you.
She kicks the bone at him, then goes back inside her doghouse. The tramp's shadow passes in front of the doghouse. He walks away with his head hanging low. Glancing glumly over his shoulder, he leaves through a loose board in the fence. Lady pops her head out and looks after the tramp. She lies down sadly, her head resting on the doghouse doorframe. The tramp walks down an alley. After the tramp disappears around a corner, the large rat scampers across the alley. It sneaks into Lady's yard through a hole in the fence. Lady raises her head as the rat crawls through a firewood pile. Lightning flashes and rain pours down as the rat runs into the open. Lady appears around a corner of the doghouse, snarling at the rat. She lunges at it, but the chain holds her back. The rat runs past her, scurrying over a cellar door and onto a trellis. In a street, the tramp raises his head and turns around. On a roof, a light startles the rat, and it hides in a gutter. Aunt Sarah opens a window.
Stop that!
Wearing a nightgown and cap, she wags a finger at Lady.
Hush! Hush!
The rat sneaks into the nursery window.
Stop that rat!
Sarah shuts her window.
What's wrong, Pidge?
A rat!
Where?
Upstairs, in the baby's room.
How do I get in?
The little door on the porch.
The tramp dashes through the doggy door. Inside, lightning flashes as he heads toward the stairs. The tramp advances upstairs to the second floor. He pauses at a closed door and sniffs. He continues on to the nursery doorway. The tramp bares his teeth. A lightning flash illuminates the rat hiding under furniture. Glaring at the rat, the tramp cautiously enters the nursery and creeps toward it. He bares his teeth, and the rodent scampers away. Lightning flashes as the tramp attacks the rat. It gets away and he furiously chases it around the dark nursery. The rat runs under the crib and the tramp blocks it, then chases it around the floor. They paw at each other, then the rat jumps on the tramp who shakes it off. The tramp nips the rat and it jumps, then faces him. Outside, Lady pulls against her chain. It breaks free from the doghouse and she runs up the back steps. In the nursery, the rat pounces on the tramp, who shakes him off again. Chasing the rat over furniture, the tramp knocks over a chair and pitcher. The rat climbs onto the crib. Lady enters as the tramp grabs the rat, inadvertently knocking over the crib. The tramp chases the rat away, and Lady rushes to the crib. The tramp knocks over a table, then chases the rat behind an armchair. In her guest room, Aunt Sarah sits up in bed. In the nursery, Tramp's legs flail behind the armchair and curtains fall down behind it. He emerges holding up one limp paw and licks it. With his short tail waving slightly, he limps over to Lady. As she looks up at him adoringly, a light turns on and Aunt Sarah rushes in.
Oh, merciful heavens!
She picks the baby up.
Oh, you poor little darling. No. Thank goodness you're not hurt, you. You vicious brute! Get back!
Brandishing a broom, she forces the tramp into a closet.
The pound, that's it. I'll call the pound.
She blocks the closet door with a chair, then grabs Lady's chain.
Come here.
Lady resists as Aunt Sarah pulls her downstairs.
I'll call him this minute. I didn't sleep a wink with that brute in the house.
She forces Lady into the cellar and shuts her inside. Lady scratches on the door.
Hello!
Lady scratches on a second door, then tugs at a loose board.
I don't care if you are alone there, young man. I insist you pick him up immediately.
Lady scratches at the door again. Later, outside, a trolley departs to reveal Jim Deere and Darling.
Darling, look.
A wagon sits outside their house.
And if you want my advice, you'll destroy that animal at once.
Don't worry, ma'am. We've been after this one for months. We'll take care of him.
The dog catcher leads the tramp to the wagon.
Well, what do you suppose...
Say, what's going on here?
Just picking up a stray, mister. Come on, get up! Caught him attacking a baby.
Good heavens.
My baby.
Aunt Sarah!
Aunt Sarah! Aunt Sarah!
They rush into the house.
Aunt Sarah!
Jock and Trusty watch from the front yard.
I was certain he was no good the moment I first laid eyes on him.
Yeah, but... I never thought he'd do a thing like that.
Inside.
Thank goodness I got there in time. There they were, grizz over
there. Oh, I'm sure there must be some mistake. I know Lady wouldn't.
Jim Deere opens the cellar door.
Watch out! That dog's loose! Keep her away!
Nonsense, she's trying to tell us something.
Lady runs upstairs.
What is it, old girl?
She leads him to the armchair.
What are you trying... Darling! Aunt Sarah, come here!
What is it, Jim?
should have known.
I misjudged him. Badly.
Come on. We got to stop that wagon.
But man, we didn't know which way they've gone.
We'll track them down.
And then?
We'll hold them. Hold them at bay.
They run through a rain-soaked street. Jock follows Trusty, who stops at an intersection. Jock watches Trusty sniff at different tracks.
Now what?
The scent. Follow the scent.
Trusty's nose twitches as he keeps sniffing. Wearing a discouraged expression, Jock shakes his head.
Ugh, let's face it, man. You both know you've lost your sense of smell.
Trusty glares at him, then snorts indignantly. Splashing through puddles, Trusty resumes the search. Suddenly he stops and lifts his head, then quickly sniffs again and runs off. Jock runs down a street after him. Trusty splashes through a huge puddle at another intersection. He pauses, then starts searching for the scent again. Stopping at the edge of the puddle, Jock watches Trusty. Trusty splashes through the puddle and sniffs the other streets. Finding the scent again, he takes off. The little Scotty struggles through the giant puddle, then shakes water from his coat and hurries after Trusty. The dog catcher's wagon passes the arrow sign pointing toward the pound. The tramp looks out the back of the wagon as it rolls along. Light from a street lamp shines on the wet road. Running down the street, Jock and Trusty catch up to the wagon.
Come on, get away! Come on, you get away!
Jock barks at a rear wheel of the wagon while Trusty runs to the front. He barks at the horses and they rear up.
Go on, you get away! Watch it now! Watch it! Watch it!
Jock scrambles away as the wagon tips over. Lady looks out of the window of an approaching automobile. Outside the pound, a crowd gathers at the wagon. Lady jumps out of the automobile and races over to the tramp.
Hi, pig.
Lady goes around the back of the wagon and skids to a stop. Trusty lies pinned beneath a wagon wheel, his eyes closed. Jock nudges him, but he doesn't move. With a tear in his eye, Jock sits down and throws his head back, howling mournfully. Rain falls as the Scotty howls for his fallen friend. Now, a candle burns on a Christmas tree. The tramp sits next to it.
All right, everybody, watch the birdie.
The baby waves a rattle in front of the tramp's smiling face. A pup that looks like the tramp tugs on the baby's pajamas. Lady picks up the pup and deposits him in a box with three pups who look like her.
Steady now. Hold it.
A camera flashes, and Jim Deere opens a window to let smoke out.
I guess I used a little too much.
He looks outside.
Uh-oh. Darling, visitors.
Visitors? Why, it's Jock.
Jock wears a sweater.
And good old Trusty.
He wears a cast.
Careful now, man. Careful. It's a wee bit slippery.
Yeah. Jock slips and falls flat on the icy front walk. Inside.
All right, boy, we'll let him in.
Darling picks up the baby.
No, not you, young man. You're going to take a nap.
Well, Merry Christmas. Come in. If you'll just step into the parlor, I'll see about refreshments. Darling, where did you put the dog biscuits? You know, the box Aunt Sarah sent for Christmas.
In the kitchen, Jim, dear.
Oh, no doubt about it. They've got their mother's eyes.
Jock smiles at Lady. The pup that looks like the tramp tugs on Jock's sweater.
But there's a bit of the father in them, too.
He pushes the pup away.
Well, and I see you finally acquired a collar.
Oh, yes. Complete with license.
Oh, yes. The new collar. Caught the scent the moment it came in the house.
The rowdy pup unravels Jock's sweater.
Trusty, somebody's wearing a new collar.
Lady puts him inside a gift box.
My sense of smell is very highly developed. Runs in the family, you know.
There'll be no living with him from now on.
As my grandpappy Old Reliable used to say, I don't recollect if I've ever mentioned Old Reliable before.
No, you haven't, Uncle Trusty.
Huh? I haven't? Well, as Old Reliable used to say,
All four pups eagerly wag their tails.
Doggone. You know, I clean forgot what it was he used to say.
Lady and the Tramp lean close together while the pups romp around Jock and Trusty. Outside, a window frames their Christmas tree. A distant view overlooks the snowy town at night, with lights glowing from house windows. Words appear. The end. This film has been described by Deluxe with funding by Walt Disney Studios. Voiced by Laura Post.